Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Fleet Days with Murph. On today's show, we've got brand new music from Jessica Lynn, Alyssa Trahan, and Sierra Ray. We'll also be discussing our interviews with Jessica and the many times Alyssa has been on the show. Let's get this thing going, folks. What do you say? But as always, before we step into the countdown this week, let's take you back to last week and recap how we got to this point. In the number three spot last week was Kimber Kane with her brand new single, A Love Story That I've Already Read. Taking the a second spot last week was the Josh Abbott Band with their mega hit Amnesia, which by the way is probably still one of my favorite songs. And the top spot last week belonged to Kelly Bannon with her summer jam, Landlocked, which again is such a great song. So without further ado, let's dive into this week's countdown. And we're gonna start you off at number three with the brand new single from Sierra Ray, called Girls Are Gonna Have Fun. And after we play the song, I'll tell you guys where you can catch Sierra at a upcoming show. So, without further ado, at number three, this is Sierra Ray with Girls Are Gonna Have Fun on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Anymore. Me and all my girls are gonna leave it on the dance floor. So fill it up, bartender, 'cause I can't remember what he did. All the games, let the girls play. Every dog's got his night, every girl's got her day. Let's stop all the games and let the girls play. Every dog's got his night.
coming in this week at number three, it was the a brand new single from the super talented Sierra Ray, Girls Are Gonna Have Fun. Now, Sierra, this past Friday and Saturday, actually, it did two dates in Cheyenne, Wyoming, at the annual Cheyenne Frontier Days, and I can just imagine how incredible those shows were. But yesterday, the George Jones Museum in Nashville, and September 29th, she's going to be at the Loretta Lynn Festival in Nashville. So like I said, that was with Sierra Ray with Girls Are Gonna Have Fun. And coming in this week at number two is somebody that you guys probably know of very, very well on this show. She's been on, let me see, at least three times, I want to say. The first time she was on the show was, I believe, March 24th of 2015. Then she was on again in October of that year. And we just had her back in March of last year. And a couple of her singles have been, several of her singles have been played on the show. And every time I get to sit down with Alyssa Trahan is just so incredible. I mean, this girl is definitely a good friend of the show, and I always get so excited whenever I sit down with Alyssa. But coming in at number two this week is a new single from Alyssa Trahan and A Pickle Jar. And after we play the song, I'll tell you guys about a few of my interviews with Alyssa, and also where you guys can catch a show live. And so again, this is Alyssa Trahan with A Pickle Jar at number two on In Country Radio.
Don't need a man to love the woman that I am, and I sure as hell don't need someone to make me feel complete. I'm doing just fine, just my dog and I, but don't worry, I ain't sad, being single ain't that bad, cause I'm strong and independent, I can do whatever.
just missing out on I believe it's her. It would have been her second number one on the show. Coming in at number two, it's the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan with a pickle jar. Now, as I was showing you guys earlier, I've been friends with Liz for, oh Lord, it's been literally years, and it's like I told Alyssa this last interview we did with her, I'm still not sure who followed who first on social media, because and I've said this before too. Social media is where I tend to find about 90% of my guests for the show. So this last interview with Alyssa on it was March 14th of this year was the first time I'd physically spoken to her since October 19th of 2015, and this interview, y'all, it wasn't really much of an interview, as it was a 30 to 35 minute How's Life Treating You catch up session, and I just love those sort of interviews where you know the guest well enough, and the guest knows you well enough to where you basically, you guys can shoot the breeze for 30 minutes or whatever, and which is essentially what we did, but we did get into some music related questions. I'll let you guys go back and listen to the show for yourselves. But I wanted to run down for y'all some dates where you can see Alyssa live. And now I don't have a time zone on any of these dates, but tonight in Bath, New York, she'll be playing at the Summer Bash 2017, July 31st. She's back in Nashville at the Commodore Grill, August 2nd. She will be at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. August 7th, she'll be back at the Commodore Grill in Nashville. August 11th. She'll be at the Ridge, New York, with Clint Black in is it Leroy, New York? I don't know. Leroy, I don't know. Sorry if I'm butchering that name for any New York listeners out there. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name. But August 12th, that next day, she'll be at the Chenango County Fair in Norwich, New York. The 13th, a day after that, she'll be at the Brockport Arts Festival 2017 in Brockport, New York. August 15th is a private event in Rochester, New York. The 16th, she'll be at the Steuben County Fair in Bath, New York, with Josh Turner. And rounding out the month of August, she'll be back in Nashville on August 27th. Yeah, August 27th at the Commodore Grill. So there's a little bit. About where you can get your show of Alyssa's this month, and I still have get to a show. I know. Bad friend. I know. But, all right, moving on to the top spot this week. The top spot belongs to a woman who frankly, I was completely nervous about interviewing this woman. Let me see exactly when we did it. Interviewer. Hold up, if this will work for me. We had the super talented Jessica Lynn on the show January 24th of this year. And folks, trust me when I say, I was so nervous for this interview, I was probably shaking. And I don't even remember a single word that came out of my mouth. Because when you're interviewing someone that's known in the industry as the next Shania Twain, then yeah, things get pretty interesting. But seriously, Jessica could not have been sweeter, and she was probably one of my many favorite interviews I've done. So that's enough of me rambling. Let's get to the number one song this week. And as you heard, the number one song this week belongs to Jessica Lynn. Here she is with our brand new song, Crazy Idea, on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Thank you.
Glenn, at number one, her second number one on the show. This time it was a crazy idea. But if you remember, probably, I want to say February-ish, maybe, we played Dennis Glenn's Not Your Woman. And that topped the topped the charts that week. This is a little something that I've decided to do before we get to where you can see Jessica Lynn live. Our last Indie Country Radio Show of the year will be November. I want to say either the 10th or the 17th. I'm not completely sure about that. I think it's the 10th. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to compile every single number one song that we've played this year and do like a countdown of my top three favorite number one songs that we played, sort of like a end of the year countdown they do on the major FM stations, but with all number ones this year. So I'm waiting to see how a future chart shake out before I officially decide on what I'm playing for the final Indie Country Radio Show of the year. And again, that will either be November 10th or the 17th. But I'm thinking more probably toward the 10th. But and now getting back to Jessica Lynn for a second, and where you can see her live. She's currently overseas on tour, but you can check her out tonight at 7 p.m. I think that's maybe Eastern. I'm not completely sure, but she'll be at the Lexington in London, in London, England. Tomorrow, she'll be at the Ramblin' Man Fair in Maidstone, UK. Friday, August 4th, at 8 o'clock, she'll be at the a Real Music Club in Lochhammer, Germany. The 5th, she'll be at the Kurt Benhoff Gifhorn Music Festival. The 10th, she'll be at the Equal Blues Festival in Saint-Agrève, France. Saturday, August 12th, she'll be at Ostwestfalen Conference at the Truck Treff in rural Germany. Saturday, August 19th, she will be back home at Jack DeVito Field in Yorktown Heights, New York, for her homecoming concert. And Sunday, August 20th, she'll be at Theater 3 in Port Jefferson, New York. Wow, those foreign cities were tough to pronounce, but hopefully got through it. And I hopefully didn't butcher anything too bad. But in the last 2 minutes that we have here, let me pull something up in the last 2 minutes we have here and tell you guys what's coming up for us on the show. These next two interviews, I am so excited about these next two interviews because this coming Tuesday, August 1st, at 4:30 Central, we have our incredibly talented friend Elena stepping back by the show for the first time in I don't know how long. August 8th at 4:30 Central as well, we have the super talented Miss Dallas Remington joining us again for the first time in quite a long time. And let me see, right quick, if Blog Talk will cooperate with me here. Let me go to this. Oh, it's already up. Sweet. Sorry, I'm talking to myself here a little bit. I'm waiting for something to come up. So let me tell you guys what's coming up for the rest of the month, if I can find it. Don't do this to me, come on. There we go. Here we go. Like I said, August 1st at 4:30 Central, we have Elena joining us. Episodes, here we go. And let me tell you guys what's coming up for the rest of the month of August. And maybe on into September. Because we're essentially scheduled pretty much through November. But August 15th, we have one of the sweetest ladies ever joining us, Stevie Jewel. And August 22nd at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely and talented ladies of the trio, Maybe April, joining us. August 29th at 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Lauren Brooke. And that pretty much covers all of August. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.